跟巴扬多说，说这半截半截话，这叫什么？这巴当说说，但巴当话是巴截点，讲巴截问对面搞乱句话，老当面弄句话嘛，三界中间在哪找到了？说他叫做九二金钱老多说，那么东巴中间在对面讲话，他从巴扬多说，说这三界半截话啥叫做？是巴当小组当班的话，小巴几点前把九王对面靠拢，九王老当面那么些东巴三天中间在那招商了，如果要如果九王今天那都，那么东巴中间的这些小巴在中巴杨大帮做了三天，帮小巴实际上多了，是巴当小组当班的话，小巴几点前吧，九王对面靠拢，九王老当面那么些东巴三天中间在那招商了，如果要如果九王今天那都。这个年做这种事，实际上得了恐怖动物呢，还年纪点点难做这种，得在开发区那叫做。那么大公安处都说啥话？以前叫做直接轮报的，他话这点说那方面不恐怖就研究了叫做。这段的话，前面大约三十多段话就那叫做。他觉得西巴苏马今年没推荐就那叫做。恐怖多些，这点把他们这金币东巴布送到原定叫最新提醒下嘛，叫做了。他别多想，他把就给别人说那不是。这对对当悄悄把事就叫了，叫做了多年对，那样对老爸他那个多年新给当白的，这个对那样叫做了，送了他都不叫走。嗯，啊 ，do not commit， do not commit an unwholesome action。Engage in perfect wholesome action, subdue one's mind, this is teaching the Buddha. Kama rabre mame tang jima su is chua tang milam lava tinda du je chunam te tara ta. Look at the causative phenomena, one's own body, possessions,surrounded people, friend, enemy. Sense objects. Form, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects. These cause the phenomena. They are impermanent nature. Not only changing day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute,second by second, that they're changing even within every second. They are changing, decaying, do not last. They do not last even within a second because they're being under the control of cause and conditions. Concentrate that they're decaying, that they're changing, that they do not last even within seconds. Especially focus on this. Because of that extremely subtle change, the subtle impermanence, extremely subtle,there could be three, extremely subtle and subtle and gross. So all this comes from the extremely subtle, that they're changing, we do not last even within a second, that this causes the phenomena. So changing by second by second, minute by minute, second by second, they're subtle. The extremely subtle, they're changing within a second. And then from those, then gross,change happens. Because of this, because of that they're changing, even within a second, they do not last the decay, so that these phenomena can be ceased or can be stopped any time. So just a minute about this.How important it is to maintain on impermanence and death. How important it is. Anyway, this is part of natural line. When we think of this, we're not thinking something which we're not thinking. We're not life, which is these cultural phenomena, you know, one's life, body, possession, surrounding people. While that they're permanent, that not changing day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, not changing even within a second, and something permanent. And we try to look at them impermanent, something which are permanent, and then we try to look at them impermanently. Not like that. So of course that then in that case, you know, can be, how to say, you see that kind of say. Anyway, that's not true. You're maintaining something which is not true. But here, this is the nature of life. We're meditating. We're trying to be mindful. Trying to realize, discover that that these causative phenomena, that which are naturally impermanent, we try to discover, that they are impermanent nature. Try to realize the gross impermanence and subtle impermanence. And so to cease. So this is part of realization of Four Noble Truths. Impermanence one. Each noble truth has four. What's the difference? Attribute and quality. What's the difference between quality and attributes? Maybe it's different in Switzerland. I'm joking. Do you want to make a case of that? So the four attributes, each one has the four attributes or four qualities or four attributes. Each true suffering, so the true suffering, impermanence, the first attribute of the true suffering, and then they say, first impermanence, then suffering, then the empty emptiness, then selflessness. However, so. So we're trying to, to realize the life, life and so forth, this once more life and so forth, the surrounding people, so forth, friend, enemy, the family members, so forth, however, that which are natural impermanence, trying to realize that they're natural impermanent. So in that way, we cease, we cease the concept, wrong concept of the concept of permanence, that which is wrong. Apprehending as they appear permanent to our hallucinating mind, like how it explained, like how I explained the that one of the night explained, you know, how you see after our mind merely imputed eye, action, object, any phenomena, you see, after our mind merely imputed, then when it appears back, you know, not merely labeled by mind, it appears back, it should appear back, merely labeled, it should appear back, merely labeled by mind, but it doesn't appear back to us in that way. It appears back to us totally wrong, totally false, that not merely labeled by mind, existing from, you know, existing from its own side, you see. To our hallucinating mind, it appears like that, you see. It appears back like that is a false. It doesn't appear back according to reality. What appears to us, how things appears to us, is opposite, not harmonious, not according to the reality. So that's the definition of false view. The false, truth and false. Definition of false is that which is what appears is not what appears is not harmonious. Not according to the reality. You know what the way things appear is not according to the reality. Not according to the reality. So that's the definition of the false. So like that, you see, same here. You see, we don't see, you see, when we look at our body, it doesn't see its impermanent nature. You see, that they're changing, even though that's the reality, they're changing day by day, getting older. You see, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, or even with the second, taking older, changing, decaying. It's happening, but you see, it doesn't, you see, appears as permanent, and then, you see, then, you see, or same thing, when you think of say, life, or I, you see, even the I is impermanent, you see, but it appears permanent, you see, for example, especially I, you see, when you think of I, it doesn't appear, even though it is impermanent, but it doesn't appear, you see, impermanent nature, you see, changing, it's permanent, you see. Same thing, you see, when you think of enemy, when you think of friend, it doesn't appear impermanent, even though they're impermanent, but you see, it doesn't appear to us that way. And then you hold it, you hold on to it as permanent, you see. So to our hallucinating mind, they appear permanent in our mind. Then, because we haven't realized the emptiness, and that we haven't realized that their nature impermanence, but we see, do not meditate. Our mind is not aware that their nature is. And the way we think of their nature is permanent. You know, we think opposite. We look at them opposite. They're permanent. Something. You see, long lasting, something like that. So here another problem, another suffering that we have in our life. You see, then concept permanent. Then because that again builds up attachment, anger, all these things based on that. You see. So. What I was going to say, so for example, when your mind is so dissatisfied, you want, you see, like in, for example, in the case of business, you know, want more and more and more. You see, after you made $1,000 profit, then you want $100,000 profit. After you made that $100,000 profit, you want to make $1 million profit. After you made $1 million profit, you want to make $1 billion profit. After you made $1 billion, you make $1 zillion profit. After $1 zillion profit, then $1 trillion profit. then maybe $1 million. Then after, $1 million. Anyway, I'm joking, this one. Anyway, so you see, mind, see, by following desire, you know, what you want is always more, and you see, more than others. You see, always want to, always want to have more. But there's no end for that. There's no end for that. By following, as long as one follows desire, there's no end for that. There's no limit, you see. wanting more has no limit. So anyway, so even while one has enough to live for this life, even one has plenty enough, but still want more, see. So like that, even though there's plenty for just for this life, you see, yeah, there's enough, you know. But how about all this more and better all the time? However, so while there's so much stress, so much worry, fear, you know, all this anxiety, you know, so much worry, fear, not achieving more, and you see, say, worry, fear to become less, you know, all that. Then suddenly you see, you think, oh, I might die. You see, you know, if you think the nature of your life, you see, suddenly if you think, bring your mind inside, you know, from being distracted, reflect, think only external, objects, you see. However, following desire, busy, the desire. So bring your attention back. And think of your life. You know, think of your inner life. You know, and then. That this nature is impermanent, that this can be stopped anytime, you know, any day, any hour, any moment, this can be stopped. You know, this breath can be stopped any day, any hour, any moment can be stopped. This very, you see, goes out in, you see. So one day it goes out and it doesn't come in. It can happen any month, any day, any hour, any minute, any moment it can happen. Anyway, see, but reflecting, you think of your inner life, look at your natural life, you know, which is impermanence. So when you think of that, this can be end any time. So then all this before what you worry to, you know, want more and more and more, you see, better and better, no end, no limit. So not happening, all the worry, fear, stress, you make stress by yourself, you know? But with all this emotional thought, you make stress. You produce stress. So all this, so it didn't make any sense. Suddenly all this, no meaning, no sense. Suddenly all this is no meaning when you think of your natural life impairment, that is, you know, this can happen anytime. So all this didn't make any sense. Yes? So all the worry, fear, all the expectation, all the worry, fear, all the desire is completely cut right there. You know, that keeps so busy day and night. So by reflecting the nature of life impairment. So here now, when you think of death, now, here, all this is nothing. Doesn't make any sense. Now you have to think something else. Totally different. Now you have to think something else. You know, when you think of death, you are in natural life. Then now you have to think something else, not this one. Not what you've been doing so far. Dharma. Nothing else. Only Dharma. Which helps at the time of death. Which stops. This is like, so he did not think carefully the karma, you see. Didn't examine, didn't look through carefully. So she find attraction, you see, because find foreign attachment, you see. And that, you know, that you can do so many things and you have no rules and you can do so many things and you see, it's going like that, you see, that's fine, attraction that. But that lack of, that due, that's because not thinking karma is going, yes, you know, you can do so many things, is going, but not thinking karma, you see, not analyzing the karma, you know, the, you see, you see. But if you think of the karma, you see, that brings back, you see, in the practice, in the living, the vow precept, you see. So when you don't think karma, when you look at it externally, you see, you get everything, you have the rules, and you get everything. So you see, then you see, the one has a hallucination, you know, you can one create a hallucination, give a hallucination to oneself, something like that. Anyway, this was telling him. So then, I mean, of course, generally, of course, depends on, generally depends on, how the person, nun or monk, depends on how that person. How that person lived the life, and also lay depends on how the person lived the life. Of course, it depends on, you see, I mean, there are many yogis achieved enlightenment in lay body, you see. By practicing tantra, by practicing high tantra, there you see many, like Milarepa, Marpa, many, who achieved enlightenment, you know, by practicing the high tantra. So like that, I mean, generally they are like this, you see, who are able to practice, they are like that, either man or woman, whoever, doesn't matter, man or woman, there, you see, who are able to practice, like that. So, you see, so anyway, generally, also non-monk, see, so it depends on, you know, of course, able to practice those, you know. So generally, it has more freedom to practice Dharma in that life. But of course, doesn't mean everyone. Mm-hmm. Again, it doesn't mean everybody, doesn't mean everyone. Depends on their, depends, you see, how it depends, I say, how they live their life, depends on that. Even as monk nun, you see. But generally speaking, of course, being a real monk nun, then they much so much freedom to practice Dharma. Generally speaking. So anyway, that you see, I was using that as an example, the how the meditation, you see, the person, that monk did not think death. You see, did not think death. So then you see, that's how the opposite renunciation, the thoughts, you see, come. So when I was mentioning this, so he was crying that. So like that. So very important. So anyway, so this is, so as an education, very important to mind become familiar with this, you know, to train this meditation in everyday life is so important. To remember that every day when the day begins, to remember this. Kadampa Geshe said that if you don't remember impermanence is dead in the morning, then you see all morning, whatever you do, then does not, whatever you do, then does not become Dharma. So that means including, you know, you see, including reciting mantra, you know, chanting prayers, so forth. So including that, not only the action, walking, sitting, sleeping, you know, doing job, not only that, even reciting prayers and so forth, you see, doing meditation, even those then do not become Dharma. If you don't think it, if you don't remember death in the morning when the day begins, and then if you don't remember death at noon, then you see, all the afternoon activity, whatever you do, that doesn't become Dharma. All they all become worldly Dharma, you know, worldly Dharma, non-virtue. Then in the evening time, even does not remember, does not recollect, you know, the impermanence death, then again the nighttime activities, all nighttime activities, they do not become Dharma. They all become worldly Dharma, non-virtue. So like that. So desire problems for us beginners, two things. Without strong meditation on the renunciation of impermanence that you see, without that, physically separated, it becomes suffering, becomes so much pain, because the attachment, you see, so much pain, unbelievable pain, you see, and then you want to commit suicide, all these things happen, then get angry, you see, then because the attachment, anger rises, kill other people, and just any minute, kill other people, you see, or kill oneself, or kill other people, so those, however, so physically aware that alone becomes so much suffering without the meditation, without the giving strength to yourself, inner strength to yourself, you see, by in strong meditation, impermanence is dead, and they say, meditating how the samsara is natural suffering, and effective way meditating on this. So which gives strength, courage within you. So without that, it becomes so much painful. Life becomes so much painful. Just, you know, only physically separated. Then, because even one is meditating on these things, impermanence, death, and then how the samsara is nature of suffering, but then, because our mind is very weak, see. We don't have realization, even though we are meditating, but weak. The attachment is so strong. So physically closed, then you see, there's a great risk. So therefore, for us beginners, both, physically away and also strong meditation together, renunciation of samsara, impermanence, death, how samsara is nature of suffering, very effectively to maintain it as well as the impairments there. So strong mentation. So inside which is courage, you know, makes your mind very brave. And so together, then it doesn't become painful. Life doesn't become painful. then there's no obstacle to say. You're free from obstacle to say, living the precepts, you know, able to continue and to live pure, as well as then to actualize realization by continuously meditating, achieve the realization of the path of enlightenment. So like that. So, even for lay person, then it doing this way, it helps to create a lessening karma in their life. Not only for the Sangha, but not only for ordained person, but even for lay person, by applying this technique, and then able to practice lay vows, the like five precepts, such as abstaining from sexual misconduct with the other people relationship, you see, that which creates a lot of confusion, a lot of relationship problems. So you see, so much unhappiness in one's own life, in other people's life. So even the lay life, this idea, this practice helps to have less, say, more peace and happiness, and to live in the lay vows and less in the karma, like that. So that means the easier to achieve liberation, the easier to achieve realizations of the path to enlightenment, in liberation and enlightenment. So like that. So what I explained yesterday, you see, went through the 12 link, you see, then I mentioned how, you see, including this, aggregate this body, all the appearance that we have, the appearance, you see, to the five senses, what we objects, what we enjoy, you see, that we could, by having contact, you know, pleasant feeling, by having contact, unpleasant feeling. So all this, so how all this came from the consciousness, then after that came from karma, then came from ignorance. You see, I use the 12 link in 2 minutes, and that way, how everything came from one's mind, consciousness, karma, ignorance. So it's a way that this meditation also becomes another technique to develop patience. So you see, when you mean, you see, relating to enemy, somebody who abuse you, somebody who bad treat you, you see, or if you hate your parents, you see, other abuse, whatever, you see, or didn't take care of me, didn't know, look after me, or something, whatever, you see, or young time, you know, it's very common in also when you go to psychology, the old Western psychology method, you know, that because you're not taken care by mother young time, or mother's parents, you know, young time, then you have this problem, now this problem, that problem. So anyway, the old method that's taught in the West. So then you see, after going to see psychologists, you know, who use the old methods, in the Western old methods. Then the daughter or son completely, before they had a good relationship with the parents, harmonious, good peace happens. Now, then after that, after going to see psychosis, then they say, then they become totally hate, you know, to their parents, and you know, so doesn't want to see them, you know. You see, doesn't want to see them, doesn't want to see them. So generally full of hatred towards parents. Who are the extremely kind from whom they dislike, say, comfort, you know, all the pleasure. Then, especially if you met Dharma, then opposite practice Dharma all come from them. unbelievable kind. Then generate, look at their totally enemy and generate full hatred towards parents. So then like that continues for years, you know. So like that. So anyway, what I'm saying, came from karma, came from the ignorance, you see. Then there's nobody to blame to, you see. Even the parents gave you away to somebody else to take care, you see. Or, you see, put in the hospital, put somewhere, you see. even so, if they did like that. So here, you see, by maintaining like this, even parents, where they treat you in that way, it all came from your mind, you know. So anyway, there's nobody to blame to. So you see, there's nobody for you to get angry. There's no one there for you to get angry. You see? Except to change your mind. You know, except to purify your past negative karma. Except you purify the past negative karma that was already done. And you see, to create only good karma, to live in the vows, precepts, you know, opposite to the negative karma, you see. To change your action, and to change your attitude, and to realize emptiness, you see, to eliminate the ignorance. So, you see, so anyway, this technique also becomes, what I'm saying, becomes a technique to practice patience. So like this, so should meditate like this, you see, that before I mentioned the meditation technique by using alphabet, you see, by using the alphabet, whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you smell, taste, you see, all this are something bad, good, everything is something that your mind labeled. All these are something that your mind labeled, you see. You see, then appear back. Something that your mind labeled, then appear back. See, I mean, then I mentioned how important it is to meditate, especially in break times, to practice mindfulness in this. So unbelievable, it's so important. And actually, this is so good even for 1 week, 1 month, to practice mindfulness. This is so good. It's very powerful. It's a great fun or great scenery. You know, it's a great scenery. You see, in this way, everything, you see, the way you look at it is different. Now, that one is by labeling. You see, that one is labeling. In that minute, your mind by labeling, then you see. you see, that way. You know how everything came out of mind. Now here I'm talking about, you see, to meditate, that how everything came to mind, you see. So, in the long run evolution, you see, so, for that, so how is it here, temple of this, you know, what's it? And the people here, how we see each person, the effect you get by seeing each person, see? Then, when you go out, you see trees, you know, road, sky, clouds, however. When you are, when you're going by car, you see, when you're going by car, when you're traveling, you see many mountains, you see different towns, cities. So you have many different vision, many different appearances, you see, passing through. You see, while you're going by car, you see, you have all these views, you know. So every time, all these views, each time it's coming from your mind. It looks like from there, it looks like from there, but actually it's from here. As I mentioned, the negative role, you see, that with the movie camera, you see, many things printed on the negative role, then by putting machine, I projected to, you see, on the movie screen, you know, on the movie screen. Then it appears, you see, or TV screen. So like that here. So all this, for example, when you're going by car, you see, you have many, say, views, mountain, say, different, cities or other things, towns, whatever, different mountains, some beautiful, some are rocky, some are very nice green, or see, some snow, whatever, some are, you know, ugly, some are beautiful, you see many things. So all these views passing through, you see, people as well. So coming from awesome. So the karma, you see, the imprint left on the conscious mind is experienced out. You know, it's experienced out. That's what you're seeing. So that's what you're seeing. So it came from your consciousness, came from your karma, came from ignorance. So like that. So now here, you see, in long-run evolution, how things come from the mind. So deep is a deeper way to consider how things come from the mind. So it's a very, very important meditation. It's a fundamental Buddhist philosophy and reality. Not only Buddhist philosophy, but it's reality. It's universal, it's reality, So it's very good to meditate this when you go to for shop, you know, when you go for sightseeing. Then you use, then you meditate Lam Rim when you go for sightseeing. when you go in CD, whatever you see garbage, you know, you see. Anyway, you know, whatever you see. So when you go aside things, when you're tracking, so you see, you meditate Lam Rim, you know, practice awareness, you know, this, all this came from the mind, you know. So this way is very good. This way is very interesting. Then it becomes very interesting. It's a very interesting synergy. You know, the synergy of your mind. You see. In other words, kind of watching at your karma, you know, movie of your karma. your karma. Move of your mind, move of your karma. So this is what, that's what's happening. You're watching, you're looking at, maybe you don't recognize, but you're watching at your move of your karma, karma. Or in other words, another way you can say mind, you know. So if your mind is pure, you see everything pure. You see what appears to you is pure. If your mind is impure, what appears to you is everything is impure. So that is not a logic. That is not a logic, you see, how everything came from the mind. With a devotional mind, with that pure mind, devotional mind, you see the Guru Buddha. If it's not Buddha, but when your mind is pure, you see the Guru Buddha, you see, from your side like that. Great. You see, the yogis, you know, yeah. even the practitioner of the high tantra path generation stage, who has trained the mind in that to look at everything pure, your body into deity's body, placed into mandala, who has trained the mind, then whenever the person wants to see that way, it happens. You see, whenever the person wants to see that way, it's there. then of course, you know, by completing the generation path, ceasing the defilements, you know, dualistic mind, then when you achieve enlightenment, then for your senses, everything appears pure. You see, you know, any enjoyment, everything appears, you know, for us, water, for the hungry ghost, you know, the one bowl filled with liquid, one bowl filled with liquid. You see, for human beings, water, you know, it appears water. For hungry ghost, the same bowl, the liquid that is the same bowl appears, pass blood to the pratas, who don't have the merit to see water. You know, something. I say clean, see, something nice, clean, see. Who don't have that merit, you know, who don't have merit, then is that liquid in the bowl appear, pass in blood. For us human beings, pure water. Then for devas, nectar. Then especially Buddha's most pure, best quality, most pure nectar appears. So you see, now here this, This is not a logic. This is not a logic. You see how things come from the mind. Those who have higher merit, you know, see nectar. Those who have merit only to see water, but no merit to see nectar, only water, then water. Those who don't have all those merit, you know, then just pass blood. So that's not a... Then another example is that you see, one person, you see, that one person, when the different people look at that person, somebody see that nice, somebody see that person ugly, somebody see that same person, you see, appears, somebody nice, very beautiful, extremely beautiful. But the same person appears to somebody, is very ugly. You know, very ugly. You see, somebody, you know, maybe not so much beautiful, not so much ugly. anyway, so this one person, you see, appears, depending on their karma. You see, depending on their karma. So this is another example how things come from the mind. In a different karma, a diverse different day, different karma. You see, different karma. So the there's full of examples, you know, full of examples in the life like that. You see, that was, the, yeah, coming from the mind, which proves coming from the mind. Mm. It was only existing, without dependent mind, only it's from object side, then it should be same to everybody. It should appear to same. It should appear water to everybody, to Buddha, Hungry Ghost, anybody should appear water, but it's not like that. this is one example, you see, like that. So this is very important, very essential philosophy. This is very essential philosophy of, say, Buddhism. This is a very important understanding, very important education, extremely important education of the mind. Extremely important education of the mind. And it is a very important, it's extremely important technique to control the mind, to overcome delusions. You see, you can't see anybody to blame to, you know. So there's a point to us, anger. So anger stops. When you think of that, anger, when you think of this, anger stops. Yeah, anger doesn't rise, you see, sort of that. So so the thing is this so one goes for trekking or sightseeing, however one, you see, walks around, you know, when you go for a walk, and that, so very, very good to practice these two things. The other middle-level one, you know, whatever, you see, whatever object, sense contact, you know, that came from the mind, is because mind middle-labeled, I see, yeah. The other one is what I explained is related to the 12, related to 12 dependent, related limb and consciousness, on which the imprint left, you see, and karma, ignorance. And to meditate while you're walking, when you see every day, the daily life, when you go for a walk, very good meditation, yes. There's practice awareness in this. You see, whatever is happening to you, whatever views, you know, your views you have. You see, view of your senses. So it's very good. So however, now the other thing is, what is it that makes, so if you put positive label in the daily life, only positive label, then that makes you alive, happy, is all the time, keeps you happy all the time. But why? But what makes your mind to make up? What makes your mind to impute a negative label, bad? What makes it? What caused that? So that's one thing. What causes the mind to put a negative label, bad? So what causes when we put when our mind make negative label, you see, this is bad, what causes that? What makes our mind to put negative label instead of putting positive label? Everybody's karma. Everybody's karma.
My karma caused me to
Yeah, that's right. So do you see? So negative karma makes you to pass your past negative karma, which left imprint on your mental cognition, makes anyway your past negative karma makes you to put negative label, and your past good karma makes your mind to put positive label. Then you makes you happy. Your past negative karma makes your mind to put negative label, that which makes you unhappy, unpleasant feeling. So now here, you see, now there's more things, there's more reason. You see, so now, see, that's another reason, you see, how everything came from your mind, besides mind labeling, you know, karma, there's karma there, you see. So everything came from karma. Mind. So however, same, details what I explained before, you see, the 12 link, like that. Karma is motivated by the, you see. So all these things, you know, while we are walking, all this sneeze, what we have around, came from the mind, came from karma motivated by the ignorance, you know, like that.